With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Can't reach your favorite internet site or service this morning? This may be why. Internet infrastructure provider Cloudflare says some sort of an issue is causing global outages of ChatGPT and social media platform X, among many other popular online destinations. Cloudflare says it's now working to fix the problem. President Trump's Gaza peace plan, his blueprint for securing and governing Gaza, has cleared a key hurdle, garnering strong support in the UN Security Council.
Donald Trump said the Board of Peace would be chaired by him and that its other members, the most powerful and respected leaders throughout the world, he said, would be named in the coming weeks. Under the resolution, the transitional board would oversee the reconstruction of Gaza and the delivery of humanitarian aid. The International Stabilization Force, or the ISF, would work with a Palestinian police force to achieve the demilitarization of Gaza. Russia and China did not exercise their vetoes, but abstained to let the resolution pass, largely because the Palestinian Authority and eight other Arab and Muslim nations backed it.
The BBC's Neda Tawfik in New York. President Trump welcomed Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the White House today. Among other things, they'll discuss a potential sale of advanced American fighter jets to the Saudis.
They're a great ally. They've got to like us very much. Look at the Iran situation, what we did in terms of obliterating, you know, we obliterated their nuclear capability. Yeah, I will say that we will be doing that. We'll be selling F-35s.
President Trump is urging congressional Republicans to vote yes on releasing all files relating to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Vote in the House expected later today. On Wall Street, the Dow down 354 points. SRN News. Europe's churches are burning.
The Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe has released a new study that indicates the number of arson attacks on houses of worship has doubled. There were 94 attempts to burn down churches on the continent in 2024, twice as many as the year before. Meanwhile, there were more than 2,200 separate attacks on Christians and their property last year, with the most taking place in France, followed by the United Kingdom. Michael Harrington reporting.
A warning from the outgoing mayor of New York City. Eric Adams, appearing at an event in Israel earlier this week, says, "If I were a Jewish New Yorker, I would be concerned about my children. We need to be honest about the moment and cannot sugarcoat it." His remarks come in the wake of Zohran Mamdani's victory in the mayoral election this month. Mamdani is a Muslim who has been highly critical of the state of Israel. This is SRN News. Maryland officials have more than doubled the estimated cost of replacing Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Experts are adding on 2 years to the projected completion date. The Maryland Transportation Authority says it's updating its financial forecast to include a price range of between $4.3 billion and $5.2 billion, with an anticipated open-to-traffic date late 2030. That's up from a previous estimated cost of $1.9 billion and an opening date of late 2028. Jason Walker reporting.
A new report by a Virginia-based research firm claims that China funneled billions in hidden loans to U.S. companies over the past quarter century, some targeting industries that are key to national security. The money ultimately allowed Chinese firms to buy stakes in the American businesses. More details at srnnews.com.